T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Ricky Pearsall, newest member of the 49ers, drafted number 31 overall out of the University of Florida by way of Arizona State. And the guy who recruited him to Tempe, Arizona, Herm Edwards, will connect with him in just a second here. By the way, we got Caller of the Week coming up. You don't want to miss that. Caller of the Week, and make sure you're subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky bringing the best damn Giants talk. That's my phone there. In the Bay Area, since every single week, all season long, win or lose. And Jordan Hicks is going to be on the podcast today, Shasky. Jordan Hicks, who's off to a fine start with the San Francisco Giants. So excited about the Giants, excited about the NBA playoffs, and excited to have Herm Edwards on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, good morning to you, man. Thanks so much for joining us on short notice.
Well, thank you, my friend. You know, obviously everyone's watching the draft last night. I was kind of taken back being an old defensive player. The first 15 picks, there was only one defensive player picked. I went, man, what? We don't play defense anymore.
No doubt. They broke records for all these players. 14 picks, the first 14 all offensive players. 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. I didn't see that one coming for the first time since 1983, and that stacked draft class when he came to the quarterback position. So before we get into Ricky Pearsall and how you met him and recruited him to Arizona State or whatnot, Coach, what is it about this league? Are we moving towards the old adage of defense wins championships? And I still do believe that. However, I do believe that if you don't have enough playmakers offensively, you can't compete with the big boys in this league.
Well, you got to score the ball. And the way you score, you got to throw it. I still think you got to run and play good defense to win championships. But to be in the game, you got to score points. And it's a wide-open football game anymore. I mean, you know, the quarterback is the key, and this is why you see 6 of them go so early. Because if you don't have one, you're an 8-8 football team, bottom line. And then maybe you can win 2 more games because you play good against a team that doesn't have a quarterback as well. But you're 8-8. But when you got a quarterback, you got a chance. So I just think it's a league now. When you look at it, there's a lot of 3 wide, 1 tight end, 1 running back. The running back's obsolete. There was no running back draft yesterday. I mean, there's none. I mean, I still think they're a part of your offense. But it's a league of passing and – It's just evolved to that. It's become a little bit of college football, to be quite honest, the way these guys can throw the ball. This is why you draft young quarterbacks, because they, in college, they throw the ball so much. You just say, hey, look, we're going to run the same offense here, so let him play here. So it's kind of interesting.
Coach, take me back to the beginning. Every recruitment, every guy you interact with, there's a story. Where did you meet Ricky? Where did you first see him? Break it down, trying to recruit him to go to Arizona State.
I want to say he was there when I got there. He was a young player. He was with Ayuk and Jaden Rashad White, mm-hmm. all those guys are there at one time together. You know, it's pretty good offense. And N'Keal Henry was the big guy then. Yeah. You know, he was the number one guy then, and all these other guys were young guys. But it was fun watching him grow as a player and just watching him develop. But, you know, he is a guy that I think fits the 49ers system. They want a guy that's multiple, that you can move around. You can put him in a slot, put him in a GX. He's good, and he's good as a blocker. He'll block. He's not afraid to block. He's got better speed than people realize. He can return. He's a punt. He's a good punt catcher. He's not a dynamic return guy, but you know he's a safe guy to catch the ball. He's very competitive. He's strong. He's strong. He's a strong runner too. He's not Debo. He doesn't right. have that running back Debo mentality, but. He can run with the ball. He's kind of like, the more you watch him, you know, and that was a conversation that I had with Lynch. I said, you know, he's a good football player. Now, you're getting yourself a good football player. This is before the draft, you know, we were talking about it. And I said, you know, he can fit all the boxes for you. And I think this is why the 49ers went after him, the fact that he can do a lot of things on offense for you.
Coach, I don't mean to interrupt you, be there, but like it's interesting. You said you talked to Lynch and Shanahan prior to. I don't want you to disclose, you know, intimate information, but what is it that coaches ask someone who knows a player like that? Like, what are the things that they ask, you know, about a player?
Well, for John, you know, look, we got a history now. I mean, it goes way back.
Yep.
to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
So. There ain't much he got to ask. You know, he just says, Coach. And I say, yay or nay. and he goes, okay, I got it. Because he you know, I mean, we looking at the same guy. It's just and the bottom line, I tell John all the time, is say, yeah, John, he likes football. He really likes football, man. And John, okay. And we talked, you know, how are we talking? Like, I ain't going to get into all that. But there's a trust thing there. And, you know, it's just that's what friends do. You know,
yep.
that's how it works in life.
Ricky Pearsall, newest member of the 49ers, 31 overall, their University of Florida. Obviously, was at Arizona State, played with Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State. Jay Daniels, of course, went number 2 overall to Washington. Herm Edwards here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game with Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill. So what is something that he needs to work on as he takes this next step? We see a lot of experts, and like I'm not going to pretend like I'm an expert. I've warmed up right. to the pick, but what is something that he's going to have to work on to excel at the next level?
Well, I think all receivers struggle when they get to that level from the line of scrimmage, when guys are pressed, right? I mean, that's the hardest thing for receivers when they come in the league. I know that as a former corner. You know, when you get a young receiver, the first thing you do, coach, let me go cat him. Let me go cat coverage this guy and see if he can get away, you know? And that's where, because, you know, in the NFL, it's not like college football. You ain't got a lot of time.
Right, right.
you 1,001, 1,002, you better be open, partner. If not, I'm going the other way. And so you got to get off. You got to get off press coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the multiple coverage reads he's going to have to be able to see, especially in Shanahan's offense. You know, he's going to have to see the game through the quarterback. That's why when you look at the 49er receivers, you know, not only are they skilled, they got to be smart guys. You know, Coach Shanahan, he wants smart guys. In other words, when you line up and the defense gives you this look and this front and all of a sudden things change, well, all of a sudden your route might have changed too somewhere in the scheme of it all. Instead of running through the zone, you might have to stop now because of the coverage.
Right.
And the quarterback knows that. And you got to know that. Mm-hmm. Because the quarterback, look, Shanahan, that quarterback ain't holding that ball for a long time, guys. He's getting rid of the ball. And so you got to see that, and that's the transformation of a young wideout. You know, in college, they see maybe cover 2, they see man-to-man, they see a little blitz combination. In pro football, man, there's a whole lot going on there.
Now, you know Ayuk quite well, and we don't know what's going to happen. There's rumors of Debo gone and then Ayuk gone. On the surface right now, if you were to pair up Brandon Ayuk with this young man, Ricky, and Debo Samuel, what does that look like to you as a coach?
Oh, it's hard to deal with. And then you forgot about the other two guys.
Yeah, George Kittle, CMC.
And the runner.
Yep.
First of all, you ain't got enough footballs. but the thing is, defensively, that's a problem. And look, and Pearsall's a guy, like I said, he's unique in this sense. You can move him all over the place. He can play in the slot. He can play Z. He can play X. You know, he's kind of like a Debo. Now, he can't play the running back position that Debo can, but the other positions there he can play, and it's just a matter of how Coach Shanahan wants to run his offense, you know, and what formations and personnel groups he's going to attack you with. But you got guys, and all these guys can do this, guys. They can run, they can catch and run. You know, this offense ain't a vertical where I'm going to throw it down the field 20 right. yards. This is a 5-10 yard. I'm throwing it to a spot. You catch it, and now you got to run. And all these guys can run. They're good runners after the catch. I mean, if you watch the 49ers, that's what they do.
No, the yak is definitely that's what separates them from a lot of teams here, Herm. Let me ask you this, because Shasky brought up Brandon Ayuk, and obviously here in the Bay Area, we've been talking a lot about mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk. I don't want to see Brandon Ayuk leave. I don't want to see Debo leave. I think Brandon Ayuk was highly underrated last year, and he, you know, considering the target share, he made it. He popped 19 yards a catch, second in the league. I mean, this guy's a player here. So what you've played in the league, you've coached in the league. What is the philosophy when it comes down to these situations when you have to pay a guy and you know you're up against the cap, but you try to flip a guy for prospects? Because me personally, I'm taking a proven talent over a prospect any day of the week. What is going on through the minds of Shanahan and Lynch when it comes to the situation of possibly trading a proven all-pro player for a couple picks that may pop, that may not pop?
Well, here's the problem you have. When you do a good job of evaluating players and you draft them or you acquire them, however you acquire them, the uniqueness of the NFL is this. You can't pay them all. That's the bottom line. That's what makes the NFL so unique. And other teams know that. They know it's going to come due. They can't pay them all. Who are they going to pay? And so now you sit there and you got to ask yourself, okay, we want all these guys. We're willing to pay, you know, whatever we can pay. Now, if the money becomes a problem, that's one thing. Then we got to make a decision. If the player decides that because he doesn't want the money, he's going to hold out, he's going to sit out, then – you know, we still got to win football games. We still got to play. So what do we do, right? So I think what the 49ers have done, they've covered themselves. They want Ayuk there. There's no doubt about that. They don't want him to leave. They want the guy to be a 49er. I think Brandon wants to be a 49er as well. Regardless of what's been said, because that's the business part of it. Right. You don't even pay attention to that guy. That's his business. And I tell players all the time, I say, man, when you negotiate the contract, don't take it personal. That's business. And once it's done, now you come back to playing football. And that's just the way it is. You got to understand that. So I just think, you know, they're in a situation now that hopefully they can get him signed and, you know, all that works out. But if not, they've protected themselves with another young guy. Just like when they drafted Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. Everybody said, well, who is this guy? I said, you know what? He's a pretty good football player. You guys going to like this guy? Well, guess what? People like him now. They don't want him to go. Nobody wants him to go. But that's the nature of the NFL, guys. And it's hard, man. It's hard because you develop players and you develop them and you pick them the right way. You know, 3 or 4 years down the road, we ain't gonna be able to keep all these guys, man. Just can't. It's hard. It's not personal.
Coach, you're talking about business, not personal. Two questions for you here.
Sure.
There's obviously the Jaden Daniels. I'm curious what you think about his ascension because your connection there. And then what did you make of Atlanta signing Kirk Cousins and then moving up, or not moving up, but grabbing Michael Penix? You want to talk about business, not personal. Wow.
Well, I think if you're Penix, you're excited in the fact that I got a veteran guy that can show me the ropes for a year or two. I don't think they brought him in there to beat Kirk Cousins out. Knowing Raheem? Raheem worked for me, guys.
Yeah.
He's starting the league with me.
Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay, yeah.
Raheem is getting a guy. I got a veteran guy. I got a young quarterback. Everybody was saying maybe he might go late in the first round, right? Raheem said, let's go get this guy now because I can develop him in 2 years and Kirk Cousins can show him the tools of the trade and do we're good. Right? So that's what he did there to protect himself and to get a young quarterback. I mean, that to me, it was like, okay, when you got your future. Kirk Cousins is your guy now, but I got a guy for the future. So, you know, I just think it's a funny league, man. I mean, you know, people always wonder, what are people thinking? Look, I always said this about the draft. You draft for your team. You don't draft for anybody else. Just know how you want to build your team. And only the people in the room know that. Everybody else got, you know, well, I would do it. Well, that's great. You go do that in fantasy football. We're going to build our team this way. Because it don't matter what anybody else says, guys. You know, and that's how you got to go do it. And that's what's great about the NFL, guys. You watch that draft, there was almost 300,000 people at the draft. You think the NFL ain't booming right now? Business is booming for the NFL.
No doubt. When you were drafted here, when you were in the league, they were doing it in hotel ballrooms, for crying out loud.
There were 17 rounds or something crazy like that.
Hurt, what
it
do you
was
make?
On radio. It wasn't even on television. It was on radio, guys. That's
insane. That's insane. You brought up something that's interesting to me. Shask and I always talk about this. We don't get into the mock drafts on this show, per se, because we don't know what's going on in the war rooms. We don't know what's going on in Santa Clara. We don't know what's going on in Kansas City. We don't know what's going on in Buffalo or New York and whatnot. Being on the inside there, Herm, how did you guys always look at the mock drafts or what the experts said during the draft? Did you guys kind of just laugh at it? It's like, these guys have no clue what we're thinking about. When they're all slotting players, this guy's going to be perfect. This coach loves it. What do you guys think about all that?
Well, first of all, it's difficult for people outside the building to do these mock drafts. You know, they're guessing. They're getting information from the people that cover the team, you know, so they're just – and they do a fairly decent job. But at the end, you know, you sit there and you go, we know this team better than anybody. We have more information than anybody. And we're going to stack our board and it's going to look this way. And you don't get involved in that stuff. I mean, who would have imagined, and I said this when I was on the show last week, I said, don't be surprised. All these quarterbacks go in the first round. And they said, no way, coach. I said, don't be surprised. I'm telling you, don't be surprised if these quarterbacks go. Because when you look at the league, half the league has a quarterback they like. The other half, not so much. There's some young quarterbacks coming out, and guess what you got to go do? You got to go get them now. And just say, you know what? I'm going to live with it. I'm going to at least try it. Because the alternate is to go get a backup guy that I know that can't play, been in the league 4 or 5 years, really not, he's not the guy. Why do I want that guy? I might as well go get a young guy and build my team around him, see if it works.
Herm, always a pleasure talking to you. We love you.
Thank
One
you,
of
Herm.
Our favorites, man. We love the insight. Ricky Purcell, man. I think Niner fans are feeling good about him. And we're hoping, well, at least I'm hoping, they keep Ayuk and Debo together and help this young kid out, Slick Rick, who's now the newest member of the 49ers. Thanks so much for the insight, Herm.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Anytime. Herm Edwards here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. A lot of good insights there. What's your big takeaway from what he said? Obviously, the press man is going to bother rookies coming into the league. He'll work on that bump and run. But I do believe with his quicks and quick wiggle, short area quickness, he'll be able to overcome that. But what's your other takeaway from Herm when it comes to Ricky Purcell?
I always love to hear, like, and again, I'm not trying to pretend that I'm some elite coach, but when you talk to people that you know think alike like you when it comes to sports, and you'll ask them, like, about a player, right? Uh-huh. And they'll be like, you know, I'm using a random kid's name. Like, this isn't someone particular. Josh, what do you think of Josh? Ball player. Like, he's a ball player. And you just get this look from a coach that you trust their evaluations. It's almost like the seal of approval. We're like, well, come on, me and him have been on the field so many times together. I get what they're saying. When he was talking about him and John Lynch and how they kind of like think alike and how they're like, I told him, like, you're gonna like this guy,
right?
Like, is it yes or no?
Right.
And he said yes. That to me was like, I get the language they're talking, because I do this with some of my other coaches where it's like, I'll tell my boy Jimbo, like, hey man, this kid over here, I'm telling you, he's a player. You know, and like, it's like a stamp of approval. And even then, that doesn't mean you're diving in deep on the nuances of what they do well or whatever. It's just, is that the kind of guy you want on your team?
Right.
Right. And when I'm building out my roster and I look at the Niners currently, they have a bunch of guys who I would want on my team. Right. Like, they football first.
Right.
And Herm's talking about, like, this guy loves football. Their whole team loves football. Purdy, Bosa, Warner, like, just go right down
the
list.
Football. Debo.
Trent, Debo.
Yeah, they're football
Ayuk.
Players. They love it.
Maniacally obsessed with the game of football.
Yep.
And all the other stuff is kind of like BS. Football, football, football. I bet on people who are obsessed.
Right.
And so I love hearing that. To me, it was like, damn, I felt like I got the sample. That doesn't mean he's going
to
be good.
Yeah, no, I'd rather bet on the player who loves the game as opposed to somebody who's, you know, is about himself. Sure, he wants to win some games, but he wants his stats. He wants his touchdowns. And then later on, he's going to want his bag. As he deserves, you should want your bag.
For sure.
In the NFL, it's a cutthroat business. But this guy does seem like to play football. And I want, you know, this is why I want Ricky Purcell. I want Ricky to be around Debo and Ayuk, to get more of that love.
That's a good point.
I want that contagious energy that Debo and Ayuk has when they step on that football field. They love to play football. I want Ricky around them. I don't want to move off of Debo. I don't want to move off of Ayuk. I don't want to do that. I'm going to keep Ricky with them, break him in slowly, because there will be a learning curve for Slick Rick. Let him learn with Debo. Let him learn with Juwan Jennings. Let him learn with Ayuk and get that dog in him. Get a little more dog in him. That's why I'm hesitant on moving these guys. I don't want to do it.
The other thing he said that I loved was that, you know, yes, he works out of the slot, but you can put him in a lot of different positions.
Put him outside.
To make plays.
Yep.
And versatility is extremely valuable to the Shanahan offense.
That's what I'm saying. You can move them over, but I want to keep them around. I want more options. I want the defense guessing.
This
defense is not going to know. Like in the NFC West, it's Seattle's loading up on D linemen. The Rams are loading up on D linemen. Arizona, I thought, had a good draft. Mm-hmm. They're going to be loading up here. We got to get some playmakers, man. I need all the playmakers possible to cause headaches for Seattle, Arizona, and the Rams, because that's where it's going to start.
I just look at short area quickness and being able to get open quickly being a very important factor for Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is a rhythm, timing type of a guy. He's gonna pre-snap identify the matchup that he wants to attack. So the more amount of guys that you can get open quickly and who can make plays after catching the ball, yards after catch, like that lines in with exactly what Brock Purdy does. So to me, this is as much about Brock Purdy as it is about the player.
Yep. Yep, I
agree. I love it.
I agree. They're committing to Brock Purdy. They're committing to this offense here. I like this kid, but I like him a lot more with Debo and Brandon Ayuk. I'm going to make that clear. Ryan to San Bernardino. Ryan, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, my God, you guys are quickly becoming one of my favorite shows, my brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, man. San Bernardino. You know, I got love for SBJC. San Bernardino Junior College, baby. The Wolverines. Go Wolverines.
Hey, you guys just had Herm Edwards on the phone, so I wanted to say that I dialed to win the call. Anyway, I didn't know much about Brandon Ayuk before he got drafted. He came out of Arizona State, and I didn't know much about his ball either. The Niners fans I work with, the little threads I read online, everybody was kind of like in an uproar because I guess we reached a little bit. But who cares? Like, he looks like a good player to me. And I think that he'll be dynamic. I think he'll be good. And I think you guys are right. Like, everyone talks about Juwan Jennings. He's great, great blocker. But, at the end of the day, he's slow. He's not dynamic. And I think you guys are right. You play Debo, Ayuk, this guy in the slot ever so often. And I think we have something cooking there. But I want to ask you guys a question because I was talking about this yesterday with one of my buddies that's a Niners fan. You know how we workhorse Christian McCaffrey quite a bit? I wonder if you guys think Shanahan – has been creative enough. Like, it's almost like they don't put Debo in the backfield no more. Like, they don't use him in a way where, like, I heard you earlier say, keep the defenses guessing. I feel like Shanahan could do better with, like, his personnel, because we have superstar personnel, to keep people guessing, but I think we're still kind of predictable in a way.
Interesting. Good call, Ryan.
I don't think they're predictable. No, I don't think they're predictable. I just think they'd like to run the ball. That's what they're going to do. And every now and then they're going to line up and try to smash the ball through your throat.
I do believe their drop back passing game was a bit predictable.
Well, wouldn't this help?
Exactly.
So
will help to create this OES if they're predictable.
Yeah.
Drop back passing game, that aspect of the 49ers offense, it's a bit outdated. That needs a jolt.
Yeah.
That needs a little, a little turbo boost or whatnot. So that's the one area where I think Kyle hasn't been as creative. In the run game, screen game, Kyle's great. Play action pass, all that stuff. But when you need a first down on 3rd and 8 and you drop back to pass, how creative can you get? We all know the slants and the drag routes are coming.
But
and defenses started, especially in the playoffs, they were stacking the middle of the field saying, throw it outside the numbers. That's where they need to get better.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But Kyle's strength with this team is run the ball, play action. And it's not long developing plays in play action, but it's going to take a longer time for guys to get open off the play action stuff. I think their personnel wasn't a let's go five wide and pick you apart. That's just not what they are. This guy can hopefully help them get better at that area, which was a weakness.
Yep.
I'm also looking at like what they need, right? So second round today, third round today, and then fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh tomorrow. I'm looking at this. I got Jackson Powers Johnson still on the board. Zach Frazier still on the board. These are two centers. I got Cooper Beebe, the Kansas State guard, still on the board. Love him. Those are guys I like in that second round area, third round area. Cooper DeJean, obviously playmaker, defensive back. Would love to have him. You still have Adonijn Mitchell, Jermaine Burton, Keon Coleman, Johnny Wilson. You got a lot of other wide receivers that are available. And then I got linebackers.
I'm not sure where Johnny Wilson fits with Shanahan. I don't know if he's a Shanahan type of wide receiver.
That I hear you. I like him as a wild card.
No doubt. No, I
like big receivers.
I don't know if Shanahan does.
And then I got three linebackers who I could see being in the mix because I like violent playmaking, instinctual linebackers. Those are my favorite. I like guys with unreal play speed. Maurice Leafau from Notre Dame is a freaking playmaker. Yeah. You know I love my Notre Dame players. This guy can play on the outside, inside.
Except for Mike McGlinchey.
Oh, no, I knew Mike McGlinchey was a big stiff. I mean, everybody knew Mike. They had Quentin Nelson that year. They should not have taken him. He's a playmaker.
I want to go back to
this. This is a sleeper playmaker that fits the Niner linebacker mold.
I want to go back to the creativity of Shanahan's offense. Oh, yeah, hold on. I want to go back to the creativity of Shanahan's offense because outside the numbers, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm looking at Slick Rick here. And I want to get back to the prospects that are left on the board. We could do that. That's no problem. But can Slick Rick get outside the numbers? From some of the highlights I saw and some of the film that I saw, looked like he did some major damage outside the numbers. And that's one area where we talk about creativity, what Ryan and San Bernardino was talking about, creativity. Outside the numbers, the Niners don't commit. Everything is between the hash marks, the numbers, and they dominate that area. And they do a lot of deception to create wide open paths. pathways for Purdy to throw the ball over the middle of the field. But can you throw the ball outside the numbers? Fade routes, deep shots, vertical passing game. This guy can help.
Well, I think Juwan Jennings has been one of their better receivers at that kind of stuff.
Right.
Throwing outside. Chris Connolly's caught a couple of, again, I know you're laughing, but he caught a couple of sideline balls. They don't have
two balls.
I'm talking about the sideline passes. Yeah, they don't have the playoffs, big body guys who can use their shoulders to box someone out. And that's why, as I'm looking at these other receivers, I still think they're going to take another receiver. Like Jermaine Burton. This dude, Michael Gallup, Golden
Jermaine
Tate.
Burton, is that my guy from
Bama?
Alabama?
He played on six different schools, basically,
Alabama.
Since high school till now.
He bought out last year.
You know, he's a bigger-bodied guy. Keon Coleman is a bigger-bodied guy. Like, Adonijn Mitchell, a bigger-bodied guy. I would add a bigger-bodied wide receiver to help offset one of those deficiencies. I think catch radius and being able to box out a corner on the sidelines, it only helps out your quarterback more. Yeah. I call those the chain movers. Like, you know, you look at DK Metcalf, and yeah, he's got the speed and all that, but you could throw it into a crowd, and he could just body everyone and apex a ball. They need that type of a receiver.
I don't know if they're going to go another receiver, though. They might be done.
They might.
They might be done if they don't trade Deebo Samuel, which I hope they can't do. I think Purdy can throw outside the numbers. Give him a shot to throw outside the numbers. Hey, you know, a lot of people, it didn't look pretty, but that's an area they're going to have to get better at. They're going to have to get better at throwing outside the numbers and deep down the football field. And hopefully Slick Rick does it. Let's go to Austin in Redwood City. Then we got Call of the Week coming up here on the roast. What up, Austin?
Hey, not much. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday,
man. I just want to say this. Thank you. I just want to say this, man. I kind of like the little draft pick we just did, man. I think it puts more pressure on Deebo than Brandon Ayuk because we got multiple wide receivers that can actually run routes. We got Ronnie Bell, which I think the guy that we just drafted is better than Ronnie Bell. We got Brandon Ayuk. We got Kittle. I mean, we got Jennings. It just puts more pressure on Deebo. I think this guy is a young Julian Edelman. I think he can become. What y'all think about that?
I wrote down I was doing my little, 10-minute study on him, I wrote down Edelman, Jerry Jeudy type, but Jerry Jeudy who actually caught the ball in college.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Edelman because, the whole white angle. And, hey, Julian Edelman, Brandon Stokely.
Yeah, we can never compare a white guy to a black guy or a black guy to a white guy.
Give me a black slot receiver.
It's always got to be like little white guy reminds me of other little white guy.
Right, yeah, why can't it be a black
guy? Like, because when I saw like Cooper DeJean, everyone's like, he's the next Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, I'm like,
we don't have anyone else. Is there Adam Archuleta?
Right.
That's it? Those are the two white DBs?
Could it be a Micah Fitzpatrick? Could it be an Antoine Winfield Jr.? Like, what I'm saying?
Well, just being honest here, I thought McCaffrey suffered from some of this coming out.
Right. And I thought McCaffrey was my whole thing.
In terms of the perception not fitting the film.
Yeah, no, I thought McCaffrey was Reggie Bush. I was like, this guy's black. This forget white, forget black, forget age, forget all that stuff. This guy's a baller. He reminds me of some of the best black running backs of all time, especially in college football. By the way, Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back.
I like that. I got two more linebackers here, by the end of the show, I got to get these names out on tape so that when we select them and they become superstars, I can say I told you so.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
UTEP, Tyrese Knight. I'm telling you, this guy from UTEP. Reminds me of Dre Greenlaw. Explosive, sheds, wraps up over 140 tackles last year. Absolute playmaker. Nathaniel Watson, Mississippi State. I love the big splash play guys from the SEC. 137 tackles last year. I'm telling you, Leofau from Notre Dame, the UTEP linebacker, and the Mississippi State linebacker, they need to walk away with one of these linebackers on day three.
Well, who I like is Jeremiah Charter Jr. from Clemson, but I don't think he's in the mold. I don't think he's in the mold of what the Niners like to do defensively at the linebacker spot. He played a little bit in pass coverage, but I saw him stuffing the run a lot. He's a good blitzer. Jeremiah Charter was a good linebacker for many, many years with the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, you got the bloodlines there with his son.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.